We would like to speak to you about, first, how well you are doing in these very unsettling times. And by unsettling, we mean so many things you cannot control, but you are still holding your focus, doing the right thing for you on your path. And that is a very beautiful thing to see, because you are becoming stronger all of the time. And we salute you for that, because as you look around you, do not look too closely, you will see that not everyone is responding to these times in that way. So be congratulatory of yourself and how you are doing, and be sure you remember to be approving of you rather than listening to that critical voice in you that is always disapproving, the voice we will always have to deal with, but the voice that we can reassign so that it does not live in our hearts. It is simply something the mind must deal with from time to time. Now, what we are looking at now is we are looking at this wisdom that is coming to you, which is very beautiful. You may find yourself upset about any number of things, but you may also find that you have developed the ability to take one step back from the emotion you feel and observe it. That does not mean you do not feel it, but it does mean that you know the power of being back from it and from looking at it and saying, upsetting, yes, but it will pass. I do not like it. I certainly would like not to be upset, but I see it, and I am making a healthy separation between an upset I feel and who I really am and what I really know. That is such a powerful thing to be able to do, because it is the beginning of this next step, which is the ability to move those emotions through more quickly and to release them more quickly. Acknowledgement, separation, release. We will say it again. Acknowledgement, separation, release. These things are so important for you, because as you move forward in this lesson, you are moving to a place where you will no longer be afraid of what you feel, even while you are feeling it. Now, we will take a moment and remind you that the things you cannot do about what you feel, they sound very strange, but you must make a decision about whether or not you are going to take your emotions personally. That is a great step, when you can say, it is just what I feel. It is not who I am. It is just what I feel. And it does not mean anything other than that is what I feel. No doubt I have past hooks that made that feeling happen, but I am willing to let it go. And we should add that then as the fourth thing, willingness, willingness to let it go. Now, there is a double hook, in a funny way, when you know what has made you feel the way you feel. Because you can know that, but you must release that as well. So you have all manner of information about yourself, and that is good, except you cannot use that information against yourself, because that is truly not good for you. So when we are looking at this healthy step back from what you feel, with an understanding of why you might feel that. But then the internal decision not to make that feeling about you, because you know it is connected to things from the past, from things that have happened long before now. And then the willingness to see that, to know that, and then the willingness to let go of it. And that means what is eliminated then is the need to go to war with it, the need to fight with it intellectually, the need to make someone else understand it, all of those things which keep you in the upset feeling for so long. We won't mention two other things. One is the need to find someone to be with you and feel it with you, or at least validate that you are right to feel what you feel. We understand that impulse, but it has some drawbacks. And then the need to fight about it, which is a very interesting one, because the fight will keep you in the emotion you do not wish to feel for a long time. When you war with anything, the universe assumes that you want to go to war. And so it will turn up the volume on the feeling, because it assumes that because you are fighting, you want to. And the other thing we want to give up is the fight. Because to fight with an emotion is to always lose. The only thing that can happen there is loss. And so there are some things we simply do not war with. And when you think about talking to someone who is, we are looking for a kinder word than ignorant, but we cannot find one. But you're talking to someone and you realize they are ignorant about what you want to talk to them about. Stop. Stop talking. They are where they are, and they are not going to be able to hear you. They are not going to change their mind. They are not going to do a different thing because you are bringing them the light and the truth. They are not interested in the light and the truth. And when you back up and realize that, then you do not take that personally either. You let it go. So these lessons go into many areas of your life. So we will stop and take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that where your breath goes, love goes. And let your breath go into your thoughts, into your physical body. Feel it remove your burden and your fear, and open your heart. In your heart center, see the flame that is your spirit, burning brightly in your heart, illuminating your heart center, showing you all that you need to know. And see the beauty of your own heart. See it like a garden. See what grows there, what lives there. See the symbols that are there. And see the flame of your spirit strengthening your heart, protecting you, making you wise and strong, and able to do more, to be more, for your highest good, for your joy. And see that there is a waterfall in your heart center. Step into that waterfall and let it wash away the weak. And as the weak is washed away, feel yourself more who you really are. Loving what you love, knowing what you know. Feel how light you have become, and see that you are wearing a cloak of lightness, and that there is a light field around your head. So that all you think about is lightened, and all you move through is lightened. And feel a flame come away from the flame in your heart and drop down into your solar plexus. And let that flame begin to fill the solar plexus and displace the emotions that have not served you, do not serve you now. Let the flame tell you that you are willing to let them go. And feel a tongue of flame drop into the second center and become bright. And feel that flame filling the second center and displacing judgment and shame, so that the flame fills the place where the others might have been. Feel a tongue of flame drop into your root and feel how brightly that flame shines to support your creation of your own life, and how right that is, and how true you are when you are creating in that way. Go back to your heart and see the heart send a flame up into your communication center. And let that flame displace any negative or harsh words or judgment that might be happening. See that there is room for nothing now but the flame of your spirit, which purifies and chooses only what is respectful of you, what is knowing and strong and kind about you. And let that rule the communication center. Feel a flame from the heart come up through your body and into the third eye. And feel that flame expand and become one with the third eye, so that all your doubts about who you are and what you know are dispelled. And there's only the strength of your spirit and the strength of your knowing that live in your body. Feel a flame coming up and into your crown. And let the flame open your crown and displace any doubt, any old patterning you have about what you are able to receive. And instead, open to the universe and let the universe give you everything. Feel the golden light that is the universal light pouring down through your body, joining with the flame of your spirit so that you have a golden column of light in the center. And you are bright with who you truly are and how you are truly loved. Move into your heart center and see that a gift has been left there for you. Resting the mind, know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.